Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Let me begin by just thanking you for following along with this podcast. Perhaps you're listening for the first time. Maybe you don't know very much about the Bible. The idea with this podcast is just to do a 4 to 6 minute teaching through a verse of the Bible. We like to go verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, and sometimes even word by word through the scriptures to try to capture as much of the meaning of the verses as we possibly can. The idea is this. I really want, and I think the Lord really wants, that you would be inspired to study His Word. He's our true teacher through His Holy Spirit, and so that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies, because God wants us to know Him, His Son Jesus, and His ways. Let's go to Him in prayer as we begin this study today. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You again for Your Word. We don't want to take it for granted. We realize it is indeed a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And Lord, when we hide Your words in our heart, we will not sin against You. And I ask, Lord, again, by Your Holy Spirit, that You would guide us into all truth today, that You'd empower us by Your Holy Spirit to live according to that truth, so that our lives will be a blessing to You. We humble ourselves before You today and are so grateful for Your Word. And we are so, in Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Receiving Jesus. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 20. The apostle John wrote how Jesus washed His disciples' feet and told them, "You also ought to wash one another's feet, for I've given you an example that you should do as I've done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I've chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he." And in chapter 13 and verse 20 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, "He that receives whomsoever I send receives me," where we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me." The verse reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me." John began with the words, "Verily, verily," which means truly, truly, or surely, surely. I say unto you, or I, Jesus, utter, declare, and proclaim to you, disciples of Jesus, he that receives whomsoever I send, which means the person, whether male or female, who lays hold of, claims and procures whatever person I, Jesus, dispatch and assign, receives me, or lays hold of, claims and procures me, Jesus. John shared how Jesus certifiably told his disciples that whatever person claims and procures a person he has dispatched and assigned actually claims and procures him. The verse goes on to say, "He that receives me receives him that sent me." John continued with the words, "And he that receives me," which means, and the person, whether male or female, who lays hold of, claims, and procures me, Jesus, receives him that sent me, or lays hold of, claims, and procures him, God the Father, who dispatched and assigned me, Jesus. John shared how Jesus said the person who claims and procures him claims and procures his heavenly Father as well, God as well. And when we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how there is a direct relationship between receiving Jesus and receiving God the Father. Some people desire to receive only God, but Jesus said the person who receives him receives God the Father who sent him. God loves people, and his desire is to have a personal relationship with them through his Son Jesus. Anyone who surrenders their life to Jesus will be forgiven of their sins and receive everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear these words understand the importance of receiving Jesus and yield their lives to him today. Next time, John shares how Jesus was troubled in his spirit. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.